Behind every super sports star, there's an athlete. And as you can imagine, it's important to have natural talent and you got to show up for practice once in a while. But what's really key to success is their overall fitness. Now, after all, even Tiger does weights to improve his swing. Hayley Wickenheiser keeps from getting bored by blowing off steam on her cross-country skis. And former NFL great Lynn Swann enhanced his moves on the field as a wide receiver by studying ballet. Now, this week, our Fit at 50 producer, Elizabeth Hay, was out exploring her own path to, maybe not to greatness, but to improved performance in her favorite sport. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Michael.
So a lot of us folks who've probably been hearing your column so far know that you are into equestrian and that your sport of choice is horses, right?
Well, equestrian may sound a little too important to handle for somebody at my skill level, but yes, riding is important to me, and I take it seriously. Well, as seriously as my 50-plus-year-old body will let me.
But I guess I'm sort of surprised that you're just talking about fitness training for improving performance in your sport. I mean, to me, it seems like that's what you've been doing all along.
Well, in a way, yes, Michael. I started this Fit at 50 column because I had a goal of getting fit and staying fit so I could enjoy a healthy middle age. I really, though, didn't think about my increased fitness as something that would directly benefit my skills as a rider. I know 1 + 1 mm-hmm. equals 2, but I never put 2 and 2 together. So
wait a second. How did you come around to do the math then?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we let people know about a symposium at the University of Guelph Kempfel campus that was going on about horse biometrics and all that kind of thing. One of the other speakers at the symposium was a woman named Heather Sansom. She's a certified personal trainer who specializes in fitness for people who ride. And so earlier this week, I went out to the college and talked to Heather before her class, and she explained to me why it is so important for riders to condition themselves off the horse as well as on.
If you ride 5-6 days a week or multiple horses, then you're getting toward the end of the spectrum where you're practicing the sport enough that you're creating muscular and flexibility imbalances in your body. So you need to be correcting those because the sport itself is creating musculoskeletal issues, which can reproduce later on in life. So when I work with somebody that's in their 50s, we'll say, that has got 3 decades of 6 days a week, 8 horses a day or 6 horses a day under their belt, there's often some pretty big hip issues, sciatic nerve issues, back pain issues created just from overuse of a particular repetitive motion and overuse of certain muscle groups without working other muscle groups, or over attention to the sport without adequate attention to stretching.
It's interesting to hear that what she's essentially saying is by participating in the sport, if you're not careful, it can cause you physical injury, right? That's kind of what she's getting at, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, some of those things shouldn't be a surprise to me. I have absolutely no flexibility in the back of my leg. And when you ride, your leg is always bent. You're never stretching that leg out completely. So that, you know, wasn't really a surprise. But what surprised me most was that in most sports, if you do them enough, these kinds of things happen. For example, if you only play tennis, you're hitting the ball mm-hmm. all predominantly with one arm, one side. So that side of your body is going to become overdeveloped. Heather reminded me that hockey players do an awful lot of off-ice training to ensure that the muscles around their joints are strong enough to take the stress and strain of the game. And so it was interesting hearing Heather talking about the basics when it comes to sport conditioning.
In sport conditioning, generally best practice to exercise a muscle that you use in the sport or a motion that you use in the sport within a full range. Even though in most sports you might only use 15 to 30% range of motion, you exercise for strength and endurance in the full range so that you have better performance when you're in game, is the term. The second sport conditioning best practice is to work pairing muscles that are paired on the skeleton or muscles that work in synergy in a particular movement, as opposed to only the most crucial muscle in a movement. So for example, sitting on the horse, unlike almost any other sport, you use your adductors and your inner thighs a lot, either in kind of a passive isometric contraction or repetitive motion contraction. The inner thigh is in constant use, but nobody exercises the outside of the leg. So what you have is you almost have like a clothes peg effect happening on your hips and on your body. And over time, this creates strain issues in the hips. So it's important to exercise the outside of the leg for a rider. Even though you don't use it when you're riding, you use it to create a balanced frame. And, you know, I like to work with chiropractors, for example, and we refer business back and forth, and they understand very well the effect that just living with imbalanced muscle strength has on your body and your skeleton and all your other everyday movement.
Well, it sounds to me as if this is something, I mean, anyone should keep in mind if they're involved in one sport.
Yes, it makes sense when you think about it. If you're playing Ultimate Frisbee, for example, and you're running and you get off balance and you're going for the Frisbee, well, if your muscles aren't all strong, you might end up straining or moving in a direction you weren't expecting to and pulling something that you don't normally use.
That's true. So you were at a Kentville College, which I think is an agricultural college, and I know they have a course in equine studies, mm-hmm. but I guess what I'm interested in is why they have Heather out there doing fitness training.
Well, right now, the classes that Heather teaches in the evening aren't mandatory, but the college is working towards incorporating these classes in their one-year equine diploma. Corlina Poligado is the lead hand or barn manager. I had a chance to speak with her before she headed off to teach another class in feed for horses.
Well, we're revamping our one-year certificate programs, and we're trying to make them more diverse or available to a more diverse group of people. So no longer just the students coming out of high school that want to do a continuing education in the equine studies, but potentially to those who may be choosing a second career partway through their workforce, or those who are retiring and want to get into horses. And so we're designing the program to be multifaceted, a kind of a series of them. People can do a concentration in specific areas, but for those people who have perhaps not been involved in horses or who are a little bit older, it's important for them to have a certain amount of physical conditioning. Let's say somebody's retiring and they decide to buy a farm and have some horses and it's something they want to do as a hobby, it requires a tremendous amount of fitness, not just to ride that horse, but to work around the facilities, work with the horses, you know, toss hay around, shavings around, grain bags around. So we thought it would be absolutely essential as part of the new certificate program to include a rider conditioning program. We always do it with the horses. We always try to stress the importance of making sure the horses are physically fit so they don't injure themselves, but it's also going to be important for people to be physically fit in order to perform the tasks that are required to have horses around.
You know, it's interesting that she talks about all of the other activities that come along with riding, haying, for example, and it makes me think back to your comment from your friend Ron about haying that we heard in the series, and he was talking about how, well, I guess undertakers must get really interested when haying starts each summer.
Yeah, because it's such a physically stressful activity.
Yeah. So the college is clearly taking physical activity of animal management quite seriously then.
Yes, Michael. And many people like myself are getting back into the sport in their middle age, you know, after not having ridden for decades. In my case, it was 20 years. But it's not just riders that should be concerned about their fitness level. A couple of years ago, there was an article in The Citizen talking about the number of men that were dying in their 40s and 50s from heart attacks while they were out playing hockey. I've learned in the last couple of months is whatever the sport is, that you have a responsibility to prepare your body for that activity. If you're going to be a weekend warrior, you better be heading it to the gym at least once or twice a week so that you're strong enough to fight on the weekend.
And in the case of Heather's class, these people who are taking it are there because they want to stay fit to improve their riding, whether it be on the weekend or whenever. Did you actually get a chance to talk to any of them?
Yes, I talked to Tanya Dehan. She does reining. Now, that's a really interesting sport with horses. It's a style of Western riding where you see the horse do spins, sliding stops. It's the kind of thing that sort of developed out of cattle roping.
Really?
It shows great agility in the horses. It also great agility in the rider because they have to keep up with this incredibly quick movement. Tanya told me that Heather's class has made a real difference in her riding.
Actually, it's improved my riding a lot. A lot of the core work that we do helps with my riding, I find. I feel more in control when I'm riding my horse now. Just the muscles in my legs and my core itself. I seem to have better balance and control of my body limbs and stuff. Yeah, and you don't actually have to be an equestrian to be taking the class. It's beneficial no matter what you do, like even if you're sitting at a desk all day, which I do as well. It's nice just to get out and, you know, limber up and stretch and get moving around and get some exercise.
And Tanya did get some exercise. There was a lot of work with the ball, as well as weights and stretch bands. They worked really hard. There were smiles and laughs along the way with a lot of sweating and complaining.
Well, it sounds like she's getting something out of the class, that's for sure. And for yourself, you've gone to all sorts of different types of exercise classes. How does this one compare?
Well, first, if anybody was walking by the class, they probably wouldn't know that they were watching an EquiFit class or a class for riders. But the exercises were very different from any of the other classes I'd seen before.
One of the ways that I keep it equestrian specific is there's a slightly lower emphasis on cardio. There's a bigger emphasis on core strength, hip strength, thigh strength, balance, all of that kind of thing. Balance. We do a lot of balance, and we probably spend 15 minutes on stretching at the end, which your average aerobics class won't do. But all of that adds up to a low impact workout, which kind of fuses a lot of elements together that people that don't ride necessarily but might have a knee issue or some other reason for wanting to participate in that kind of a lower impact class, it kind of attracts that crowd as well.
So it was interesting, I guess, then, that not all of the people in the class were riders necessarily.
No, Heather doesn't restrict her class just to riders. As she said, the workout is good for anyone wanting a total body low impact workout.
Now, did you roll up your sleeves and do a little bit of this workout as well?
I can't really say that. I was walking around with my tape recorder, Michael, what can I say?
Well, for the purpose of the
really,
job.
It was really hard, mm-hmm. Okay? And I did comment, of all of the things that I've seen, I haven't seen a workout that was that long, because it was a full hour, and that intense in all of the things that I've witnessed so far, which was quite amazing.
I guess you can imagine how it is all of those exercises add up to becoming a better rider, right? A more fit rider.
Well, it was interesting. I could see it having talked to Heather. Mm-hmm. I could, and understanding the principles that it's about balance in the body. It's not just about making sure that the muscles that you use are strong. It's also making sure that the muscles around them are strong so that you can do something. We were talking about, I have a problem with tight hips. And again, that comes back to, you know, the fact that you use the insides of your legs a lot. And I was saying that my trainer at one point had made me work where I take both my legs away from the horse's body so that they're not, and I'm on the horse, so I'm not touching the horse with either leg on either side, but I'm using balance and opening up my hips to stay on. And I said, you know, at the time he said, you know, just keep practicing this during the week. You probably won't get this in a week. You probably won't get it in 2 weeks. It might take you 3 weeks in order for you to be comfortably on the horse while he's moving and have both legs off his side. And Heather said to me, she could get me doing that within a week and a half just by giving me strength training exercises on the outside parts of my leg.
Some of these exercises, are these things that you think you'll incorporate into your own workout routine now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was so clear to me. It seems so simple. Why didn't I do this before? But, you know, it takes somebody to study these things to make the simple look obvious, right?
Where are you going to take us next week, Liz?
There's been a couple of people that have been in touch with us. One who uses her bike to go everywhere, and that's become her fitness regime. And so I'd like to talk with her. But there's another woman, and I'm not going to tell you anything more than she uses her feet in a really interesting way to improve her fitness.
So we've heard about dancing so far, but I guess she's using
her
feet in a very different
way. There's no way that you're going to be able to guess this one.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
So it'll be next week or the week after. I'm not sure.
Thank you so much, Liz.
You're welcome.
Elizabeth Hay is on every week at this time with her series Fit at 50. If you have any fitness ideas or stories that you'd like to share, you can email us at intownandout@cbc.ca. Or leave us a message on our talkback line, which is 613-288-6533. Once again, 288-6533. And if you want more information about Heather's classes, you can visit our website, which is cbc.ca/intownandout, and you'll find all the appropriate links right there.